The Federal Reserve Bank. What is it and how it operates?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
After President Andrew Jackson dissolved the Second Bank of the United States over a political disagreement, the country was left without a strong bank to pitch in during financial crisis. And of course, a financial panic and a recession followed. Eventually, after multiple financial crises, the idea of a central bank was accepted. Well, in a fashion. Instead of a central bank, the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 created 12 somewhat independent reserve banks and a board of governors. However, they did one thing right, and that is to set the organization as apolitical as possible. Members of its board of governors are nominated by the president and appointed by the Senate for a single 14-year term. No reappointment, no firing. The chair of the Fed, currently Jerome Powell, has to be a member of the board who is also nominated by the president and appointed by the Senate for a four-year term. It should be noted that these appointments can only be reversed if a member commits a crime, which means the Fed governors are not above the law, just above politics. The system didn't work during the crash of 1929. One out of every two banks in the country disappeared by 1933. The Fed, as it was constituted then, couldn't help the banks due to its own rules and restrictions. The Emergency Banking Act of 1933 started to reshape the Fed. The Board of Governors gained practical control over the 12 reserve banks, thus making the operation of the system similar to a central bank. Also, during that period, the FDIC was created. That is the federal agency which insures our deposits with our banks. According to the FDIC, since it started to insure deposits, no depositor has lost a single cent of insured funds as a result of bank failure. What we often hear about the Fed is about the federal funds rate, which is their overnight loan rate to their member banks. In terms of Fed's powers, this is a minor one. People often forget the Fed prints the money in our pocket, which is still not its most powerful tool. The Fed's major firepower comes from its ability to change the amount of money in circulation, something it did after the start of the financial crisis. It quadrupled the monetary base, which helped prevent a total meltdown of the financial system in 2008 through 2010 period. And the fact that we are now in the eighth year of this recovery without inflation and with low unemployment rate is to a very large degree due to the Fed's relative independence from domestic politics. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.